Welcome to Suite 303. I'm your host, Jay Stoy, and you're watching the Disability Channel. On the show today, all the way from Cleveland, Ohio, we have father and son. We have Matt and Joe Iannotti. Guys, thanks for being on the show. Hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk dynamics, talk family, talk passion, and talk the future. So stay tuned. You're watching Suite 303. I'm Jay Stoy, and we'll be right back.
Hey everybody, join us for the Smash Party, nationwide Smash Party to smash out all of our stress, the stress that has been accumulating for over the COVID-19 pandemic. Get it all out. Smash out that frustration, that disappointment, that anger. Get it all out. 15 minutes of smashing, and then we be calm. Breathe. 15 minutes of smashing, 15 minutes of meditation. Feel like a new person.
Hi, my name is Julia Rimaldi. Please come join us on the Disability Channel. Please stay tuned. We have amazing guests.
Thanks for tuning in today. You're watching Suite 303, and we are bridging the gap between Canada and USA. On the show today, we have all the way from Cleveland, Ohio, Joe and his son, Matt Iannotti. Guys, thanks for coming on the show today. We really appreciate this.
Thanks for the invite, Jay. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Matt. We're really excited. You guys are looking good today. So again, all the way from Cleveland, Ohio, what we're going to do today, we're going to share a very personal and inspirational story of a family coming, overcoming obstacles together. So Matt, why don't you introduce yourself, and then we can bring in your dad, because I know this is all about your overcoming your own obstacles, inspirational, passionate. So please introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll just jump right in, me and your dad.
Well, by the July, I'm going to be 36. Love sports, enjoying socializing, friends, family, pretty much anyone. Just trying to be enjoyable and enjoying life. Just happy around with my experience. Towards disability or not disability, and I appreciate me living. So this is my father. He's a doctor.
His doctor, okay. So tell us a little bit, Joe. Jump in a little bit and tell us a little bit of the background, and then we'll bring Matt back in and tell us a little bit about your situation and what's going on down in Cleveland and the current status too, if you will, Joe.
Well, Matt's been through many years of challenges. He finished his first year of college as a normal freshman with enjoying freshman year, maybe a little too much. But he had a diagnosis of a brain tumor around his 18th birthday. And he's been through a tremendous amount. So it's been, I guess, an 18-year saga of many surgeries and many hospitalizations and many challenges, all of which he has done an amazing job of keeping his spirits high and his desire to live and enjoy his life as best as he can.
Thank you. That's very unique. So you had it when you're 18 and now you said you're 36. So, wow, like, isn't that serendipity a little bit? So you had, you know, 18 and 18. So tell us if you can take us back a little bit to leading up to that, maybe. Like, did you feel anything, Matt? Was there like it's very important, I think. And I really thank you for sharing this, because I know there's a lot of viewers who, you know, whose family members are going through this situation or maybe will go through this situation. So if you can share a little bit about the actual timing, if you will, if that's all right. And Joe, you can feel free to jump in too, obviously.
Sure. My hammer is about the size of my fist.
Was.
Yeah. So like I said, I was, or like he said, I was 18 years old. I've never had a headache in back when. I noticed my left arm or hand, it was tremoring, not significantly, but it was like this. But I noticed it was tremoring. I was 18 years old, and if my hand is shaking, I never thought of anything. Oh, I must have a brain tumor with my left arm and shaking. Never. For 18 years old, most people, I don't anyone think of my situation. I went through freshman year. I don't know how I graduated, but I happened to see my father. We haven't gotten together in a while when I was in college. So after school, I finished. I was sitting across from the table from my dad, and I was holding my fork, left-handed predominant, and he noticed that was I had a tremor. Of course, he's a doctor. The second he saw my tremoring, and he said, "What is that?" Pointing my hand. I just showed my hand, and he said, "Let me see, or put your fork down. Let me see your hand." So I just showed my hand, and it was tremoring, and he said, "Turn your hand around." So my fingers clenched. Of course, I didn't purposely do that. I guess the brain was, or tumor is pressing on the brain.
Wow.
So having breakfast, he first immediately, he said, "You need to get an MRI in brain and spine."
Now, so, Joe, can I jump in just for a second quickly, Matt? Was there any other things that you noticed besides your hand at that time, or was just your hand tremoring? Like, was there any other symptoms in yourself that you might have said, "Oh, maybe that too," or no?
No. No, I, okay. Like I said, 18 years old, you never think with that. I would say for me, I thought to myself that something never is going to have bad things in life, and you'd be untouchable and nothing could happen. And my guess is probably most people would think that. You never appreciate something that goes on certain life, with illnesses or anything. For me, when I went through the high school to college, I thought I was untouchable. I never expected towards what happened.
So, Joe, when you were mentioning that to Matt, obviously, I assume, and I'm going to tell people, Joe Iannotti, he is the chief of staff at Cleveland Clinic in the Florida region. So thank you so much, Joe, for sharing that. Now, did this lead back to your expertise, like your knowledge in the medical field right away when you told Matt about maybe to move your hand? Is that sort of like a doctor speaking a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the fact that I understood that that the hand problem was linked to his nervous system. It wasn't a hand problem. And obviously that type of motion typically is related to your brain. So again, I didn't know what it was. All I knew it was serious. And the fact that it was ongoing for several months, if not a year, and getting worse from what he said, you know, I knew it had to be something serious and knew that he needed an MRI, which we arranged for pretty quickly.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we hold that thought? And then we'll take it, because we just got to take a quick commercial break. And then we'll come back and we'll pick it up where you said had an MRI. And then we can just continue the conversation, if that's okay. So stay tuned and we'll be right back. You're watching Suite 303.
Hello, world. It is Unstoppable Tracy with the Disability Channel inviting you to subscribe and watch live on Roku TV, on YouTube, on Restream, and also listen in Wisconsin Radio, Dave Stevens, all around the world. And on top of all of this, really proud to announce that we now also have a mobile app. So you can download for free, watch Roku TV for free. And the mobile app is free too from Google Drive. Be sure to download it and have it at your fingertips at all times. There's a job platform and there's a live chat feature and there's the TV feature with Roku TV and there's also the social media channels. Take care, folks. Bye for now.
For the episodes of Veterans Onward to Prosperity, I'm your host, Master Sergeant Retired Anna Maria Bliven, bringing you every week information, resources, and sources that help tackle the issues and situations that occur when transitioning from military to civilian life.
Welcome back to the show. We're here with Joe and Matthew Iannotti. They're sharing their experience regarding a brain tumor that Matt suffered at the age of 18. And Matt, I want to thank you, and Joe, I want to thank you so much for sharing this story, because I'm sure you're not the only one that's experienced this. So to share this information, especially with the hand tremor and all that, I really appreciate this. And I know it must be very difficult. So thank you guys. If you guys want to continue, pick it up where we left off. We were talking about going to get an MRI, if that's okay, Joe.
Well, he got the MRI pretty quickly, and there was this very large mass in his head. It was very deep in the brain, so it was not in a great location in order to remove it, and it wasn't entirely clear what it was. You know, wasn't clear if it was cancer, if it was a vascular tumor, or what it was. So he had to go through a lot of different tests, and we eventually sorted it out. He needed a couple of brain biopsies to sort of get tissue. He had a tremendous number of tests to sort out if the tumor was removed. Would he lose his speech? Would he lose his ability to think? Would he lose his ability to talk? And so, you know, after a number of tests, it was pretty clear that the surgery, although it would be very, very risky, it was possible that it could be potentially removed or made smaller in size. It turned out to be a very, very rare tumor. It was nice to give it a special or a particular name. We ended up flying out to San Francisco because there was a particular team at UCSF that specialized in this type of surgery, and he went through that process and had, I think it was 13 or 14 hours of surgery, only to find that it really wasn't removable. They clipped a bunch of vessels, a bunch of blood supply to the lesion, which caused him to have a very severe stroke side of his body. And it's resulted in having lots of headaches and seizures and all sorts of things that he's dealt with over the last 18 years. But, you know, I think part of the interesting part of the story is not so much the medical jargon, it's really resiliency that he has had.
Wonderful. That's great. And I do want to share, because I know you guys are sharing your heartfelt story. And this is really what the Disability Channel is all about. We are a channel buying for persons with disabilities and veterans showcasing abilities. So we have, our staff is probably 35, 40 strong. And I would say 39 out of 40 of us all have disabilities, Matt. So we welcome you to the family. We obviously don't know what you're experiencing personally, but there's a lot of people on our team that have their own, you know, goods and bads and stuff and this and that. So we really appreciate you. Can I ask you, obviously, Joe, being a chief of staff at the Cleveland Clinic, can you tell us how much the Cleveland Clinic has helped Matt and how much it's meant to the situation in a whole sort of thing? And Matt, you can share too, please.
Well, Matt has had 18 years of treatment at the Cleveland Clinic. You know, he has lots of different doctors and many different departments that have supported him over the years. You know, unfortunately, his brain tumor was not it was severe, but it wasn't the worst. Maybe it wasn't the worst thing that he lived through. He had a rare abdominal problem that landed him in the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland for 12 months, ICU for 6 months of that time. And it was the experience is when we thought he would die from his abdominal problem, which was a rare autoimmune disease. Fortunately, he's done well with that. So yeah, the clinic has put in, I mean, he is in large life because of that.
Wow, that's wonderful. You know what I want to do? Let's sort of change course a bit. Let's talk a little bit about the present and the future, because I know we have some great things coming down. Before we do that, I do want to give a big shout out to Cindy. Cindy, you've been terrific. Thank you so much for supporting this endeavor. And of course, I want to thank Peter. Peter, you're an amazing person, amazing guy. I really thank you for that. Oof, okay. So what I want to do now, I want to move it along. I want to get a little positive here. I want to see how Matt's doing today. I want to talk about what the future. Matt, tell us a little bit of your interest. What's going on? I know you're a basketball guy. I know you love the NBA playoffs. So tell us what you think about the playoffs right now.
Well, right now, the 76ers won last night. So I'm very happy. Like you said, I absolutely love basketball. I remember when I was younger, I was really enjoying to play basketball. And after I had a stroke and watching basketball, and I was just thinking, God, I wish I could do something. I miss basketball. I miss any activities. I mean, after I had a stroke and when I was in the hospital for autoimmune disease, it definitely pushed me back. I was in physical therapy. I look at physical therapy for the reason why I want to get back. And some certain patients, they would think, when they would say, oh, I have to go to physical therapy. And in my mindset, I want to go to physical therapy. Want to improve my life, to become the stronger. And I look at myself towards, it's not just exercise. It's, you have to create something that I need to benefit, and I want to become stronger. And I look at or towards physical therapy as a challenge. And when I told my physical therapist, who's awesome, she's great, I said, I challenge you. I want you to make me sweat. I want you to make me hurt, because I want to know that I've worked so hard, and I want to benefit. And there was times that I thought back when I was in physical therapy, I was struggling so bad because my left side was weak, because I don't like the word that can't. I can't do certain things. But I'm so proud of what I've gone through. I'm proud. I've learned to set your goals. I want to get every goal there. And I'm fortunate to reach certain goal. I'm not there yet, I'll be honest, but I want to improve. I want to be there. I want to, excuse me.
Well, what I'd like to do,
I want to work my ass.
First of all, I want to say, I think you have a great system there. I think you have a great mom and dad who I know support you 100%. And I mean, obviously you got the Cleveland Clinic supporting you. Oh, we're going to take a quick break, and I have some great news, because we're going to have my producer saying we got to take a quick break for editing purposes. So hold, I'm going to hold that thought. We're going to be back in 2 seconds with Suite 303. I'm your host, Jay Stoyan. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Dave Stevens with the Disability Channel.
An inability to break out. Sitting by the door on the second floor, losing my 7-year war. It's not an illusion, so why the exclusion?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's about you. So, yeah.
You say you're a disability dynamo.
Joining me, and welcome to this beautiful Travelers Championship.
I only want one accolade from you.
So my story is unique, it's amazing, but it's not anything that you guys don't have inside of you. I'm not a hero, I'm not anybody special, I'm just this guy without legs that went out, and I just did it.
Stats outweigh the Democrats, the diplomats, and the bureaucrats.
This is probably your first interview down on the ground on your butt and stuff like
first
that?
First time ever,
all
baby.
Right.
Stay with us and the Disability Channel.
Welcome back to the show. On the show today, we have Joe and Matthew Iannotti. Joe is the chief of staff at Cleveland Clinic in the Florida region. And Matt, I want to announce now, what I want to do, Matt, is because your story is so inspiring, you're such a killer, like you're just driving through all the snowbanks. I love that you have so much drive in you. I think we'd like to journey your story, right, and share it with our community. I think you can be a really big inspiration. And because now we are, the Disability Channel is in the United States, and we are expanding with our employment programs for persons with disabilities and veterans in media. What we also want to do is offer you two positions on the channel. One is to become a USA ambassador, so you can spread the good word of your story and the Disability Channel and the Cleveland Clinic, right? And also we want to have you host your own show, an inspiring show by Matthew Iannotti. And we're going to share that later on today on social media. So what we want you to do is we want you to come on. We want to have inspiring conversations with, I know you have a wealth of guests and people, Cleveland Clinic. Maybe we can get some Cleveland Cavaliers on, anybody in the U.S. And then obviously document your story too as you go along. And then we can bring Joe in. We can bring your mom in. We can bring Peter in. We can bring the whole medical world in to support your story on the Disability Channel, which would provide more opportunities for other people who are also going through their own struggle. So I really thank you guys for being on the show today. I'm not cutting you off. I just want to really thank you. Is there anything you guys would like to add? Joe, I'm sure there's lots of people that would love to check out the Cleveland Clinic. I know we have an outlet here in Toronto, and I know you guys do wonderful thing down in the U.S. So is there anything you guys want to add before we go or anything like that?
I guess what I would add, you know, being a caregiver and taking care of a lot of people, I've been in practice for 40 years. You know, there are so many people that have so many challenges medically and physically, mentally. You know, it's not always about the disease. It's how you manage it and how you live through it, how you adapt, how you make the best. How do you make lemonade out of lemons?
That's great. So I just want to share myself. I also have an incurable illness. So exactly. I had my family supporting me and friends. But again, you sometimes, you know, that's the card you dealt. And like you said, how do you make lemonade out of lemons? Because everybody has lemons in their life. Just some people have a few more lemons. That's all. Matt, is there anything you want to add before we let you go?
I got to give some credit. From what I've gone through, especially my dad, my mom, my friends, and my stepmom. She met my dad. I'm fortunate that I met my stepmom, Rosemary. She, from the start, when I got diagnosed, she ran right on the board, and she is so supportive. She's amazing. She really is. Very nice, Matt. Very nice to share.
I think that's amazing to share that. So, yeah. And you are truly an inspiring story, Matt. And we really enjoyed the interview today. We really thank you for sharing this story, because I know it can be, you know, it can be tough, you know, sharing your story, you know, it's like, wow. So I really appreciate that. And Joe, I really appreciate for you coming on. And I think we have a wonderful future here together, just helping people, right? This is what we do. We help people, we set good examples, and we carry on. So I thank you guys for being on. I would recommend everybody check out the Cleveland Clinic. It's a wonderful clinic in the USA. It helps millions and millions of people. So again, we thank you guys for being on today. We're gonna let you guys go. So I really appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to come back and wrap the show. So, guys, I really thank you for coming on today, and we'll be in touch. And I'll send you guys the edit. See us on social media, and let's promote success stories together.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back and wrap the show. Thanks, guys.
Would you like to donate to our employment programs? Please follow the link below to donate through PayPal. All proceeds go to our programs.
Hi everyone, I'm Casey. I'm a co-host with Kurt Roscoff on the TDC Today Show, Milwaukee. Make sure you tune in as we showcase amazing guests and talk about amazing topics. Thank you.
Wow, what a show that was. Again, we had on Matthew and Joe Iannotti. Matthew shared his inspiring story. He had a tumor 18 years ago, and he's plowing through. He's going to be joining our station as a U.S. ambassador, along with a talk show host with inspiring stories and success stories to share. His dad, Joe, again, is the chief of staff at the Cleveland Clinic in Florida region. Again, I do want to give a big shout out to Peter for setting this all up. Thank you so much, Peter. Thank you for being a pillar in my life. And I want to thank Matthew's mom and Matthew's stepmom and all his friends. Again, you're watching Sweet 303. This was quite the emotional show today. So I thank everybody for tuning in. And we'll see you again on the Disability Channel. I'm Jay Stoyan.